Hello again. I'm Mike Roberts, welcoming you to this, the second in my 17-part series, The Golden Years Plus. And representing the plus element this week, I'll be featuring that Voices in Harmony style we call a cappella. But before that, here's Graham Dolby and his group, the Grahamophones, to get us off to a rousing start.
Oh, well, you take some skins, jazz begins, and then you take a bass. And now get in some plates, take a box, one that rocks. Pink and blue, horn, New Orleans bong. Oh, you take a stick with a lid, and then you take a bone. Oh, ho, 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 the bone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. That's right. Get him warm. And the man on keys, Mr. Clive Dunstall, and he's joined on string bass by Mr. Paul Scott. Take my chip, cause they're all mold of hip in Italy. As for France, believe it or not, Frenchmen all prefer what they call a jazz hot. Take a plane, fly to Siam, in Bangkok today around the clock, will they all like to jam? Indian zone, the Amazon, feed one bar and all of them are welcome and gone. From the equator up to the pole, everybody swinging, everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the east to the west, from the coast to the coast, jazz is king, jazz is the thing that folks dig jazz.
Yes, Cole Porter's Now You Has Jazz, written for the 1956 film High Society. And those of you who saw and remember it will be recalling the original and memorable performance by Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. But we've just heard the version by Graham Dolby, a British composer and vocalist who established his group The Grahamophones in 1987. That recording was from their 2003 album, Swing Classics, and a classic it truly is. A cappella is generally understood today to mean unaccompanied singing. It originated in religious music, especially church music, such as the Gregorian chant. However, in terms of popular music, it has certainly evolved, incorporating musical accompaniment and a wide subject area from folk to pop. I was first attracted to it in the late 1950s when I heard two vocal quartets, the Hi-Los and the Four Freshmen. But it is from the 1970s that I have chosen my first a cappella piece, from my original long-playing vinyl recording, here are Singers Unlimited and London by Night.
Wherever my footsteps may wander, it's still the same moon shining down, but I can't forget when I saw the sunset and the moon rise on. London by night is a wonderful sight. There is magic abroad in the air. I'm often told that the streets turn to gold when the moon shines on circus and square. Deep in the dark that envelops the park, there's romance in each cigarette's glow. Down by the Thames, lights that sparkle like gems seem to wink at each girl and her beau. Up comes the moon when the city's asleep. He's not a
somewhere up there stands an angel to keep her watch, while each Londoner dreams.
My love and I saw the sun leave the sky, then kissed in the fast fading light. Most people say they love London by day, but lovers love London.
One Girl and Three Men, Singers Unlimited, and London by Night. The quartet came into being in 1966 when two former Hi-Los, Gene Pureling and Don Shelton — the Hi-Los, incidentally, had broken up in 1964, joined with Les Dressler and Bonnie Herman to form the new group, bringing us the super sound that we just enjoyed. Here's another nice sound, Anita O'Day, accompanied by the great Billy May Orchestra with Little Girl Blue.
Sit there and count your fingers, what can you do? Oh, girl, you're through. Sit there and count your little fingers, unlucky little girl blue. Sit there, count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew all you can count on is the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. No use, oh girl, He may as well surrender. Your hope is getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer a little girl blue? When I was very young, the world was younger than I. As merry as a carousel, the circus tent was strong with every star in the sky. Above the ring I loved so well. Now the young world is grown old, gone are the tinsel and gold. Make as well surrender. Your hope is getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer little girl blue? Cheer little girl blue. Cheer little girl blue. Cheer little girl blue.
Recorded in 1960, the song straight out of the golden years and the Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart songbook, Little Girl Blue. Anita O'Day was born in Kansas, USA, October 1919, and, as we've just heard demonstrated, was admired as a singer for her great sense of rhythm. Throughout a long and successful career, she worked with all the big bands of her time, including Gene Krupa, Woody Herman, and Stan Kenton. She died at 87 on November 23, 2006, to be hailed as one of the great female jazz singers. Another great artist, male this time, to live and be influenced by the great American songbook of the golden years was Buddy Greco. He was not only a singer of note, but a brilliant pianist and composer, and was often seen with Frank Sinatra and others of the Rat Pack. Here's Buddy Greco performing live at the Sands Hotel and introducing himself, the recording that I've selected for us.
We've been blessed the past few years with a marvelous thing called the Bossa Nova, and with writers like Leslie Bricus, Jim Webb, Spurt Backrack, good songs are plentiful again. I'd like to do my favorite song, written by Mr. Bacharach. This is probably one of the sexiest songs ever. Put the lights down a little bit. That's it. The look of love is in your eyes. The look, a smile can't disguise. Of love is saying so much more than words could ever say. And what my heart has hurt, well, it takes my breath away, yeah. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long have I waited? Waited just to hold you now that I have found you. You got the look of love is on your face. A look, a smile can erase. I, tonight, let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and seal it with a kiss. Cause I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long have I waited? Now that I have found you, don't ever go. Don't ever go. I love you so.
Buddy Greco, The Look of Love, a song that fits very comfortably into the plus element of our programme title. During a career that spanned some 70 years, Buddy Greco recorded over 60 albums, made number one in the charts with his version of The Lady is a Tramp, conducted the London Symphony Orchestra, performed for the Queen, and performed with the Beatles. He loved England and had his main home there, but regularly returned for vacation to his native US and other home in Palm Springs, California. I enjoyed him and his wife in concert at a theatre near my home in 2010, when they both performed their own stage show, Fever, The Life Story of Peggy Lee. Buddy played and his wife sang. The show was widely acclaimed, touring the US and ultimately moving to London's West End. He died in the US, aged 90, on January 10, 2017, and I hope my inclusion will serve as a small tribute to him and the music he brought us. Here are the Kings Singers with another contribution to our a cappella feature.
Roll up the sunshine, we're heading for a Sunday afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, plenty of space and lovely things to do. Taking our old sweet time, starting our easy and slow. We're on a highway, digging Sunday afternoon. Plenty of people stretching their legs out, shifting into gear. Traveling roads with curious faces staring back at you. Taking our own sweet time, moving out easy and slow. We're on a highway for digging Sunday afternoon.
The King's Singers and Sunday Afternoons from another of my long-playing vinyl albums. This one from 1974 is titled Out of the Blue. The group was founded in 1968 and take their name from King's College, Cambridge, where the original six university music scholars first met. Probably regarded as the most recognised of all a cappella groups, they continue to perform today in some 125 concerts annually around the world, mostly in the US and Europe, though the members have of course changed as the years have passed. And so inevitably I come to my final selection for this, the second programme in my series The Golden Years Plus. But before I introduce it, those important contact details if you'd like to get in touch. Via Campus FM, of course, by any communication source, or direct to me at my new email address. Mike Roberts, all one word, 665 at btinternet.com. And if you'd like to hear any of the programmes again or catch up on any missed ones, then just visit webcasts on the Campus FM website. Here's Kiri Tikanawa now with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra and a Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II song from the 1937 film High, Wide and Handsome. Its title, The Folks Who Live on the Hill, is a true example of the lovely compositions emanating from the golden years.
was green. The sort of view that seems to want to be seen. And when the kids grow up and leave us, we'll sit and look at that same old view. Just the two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill. The folks who like to be called what they have always been called. The folks who live on the
more famous for her hugely successful operatic career, New Zealander Dame Kiriti Kanawa, there with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra from their 1985 album Blue Skies. Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II's The Folks Who Live on the Hill. That's it, folks. Thank you to Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for again keeping it all together, technically, and who joins me in thanking you all for listening. And we both invite you to join us for next week's edition of the Golden Years Plus. In the meantime, from me, Mike Roberts, whether on radio or online, goodbye.